Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Juice. It's your girl, Juicy Renee, and it is a wonderful day today. How are you? I've had a rough week. I don't know about the rest of you, but a lot of things have taken place in my life. And I'm trying to adjust, to be honest. However, I still have my happiness, which means everything. I'm going to get started into the I Declare. We're on day 16, and it states as follows. I declare that I will live as a healer. I am sensitive to the needs of those around me. I will lift the fallen, restore the broken, and encourage the discouraged. I am full of compassion and kindness. I won't just look for a miracle. I will become someone's miracle by showing God's love and mercy everywhere I go. This is my declaration. You're never more like God than when you help hurting people. One of our assignments in life is to help wipe away the tears. Are you sensitive to the needs of those around you, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers? Many times behind the pretty smile, behind the Sunday praise, there is a person who is hurting. She's alone. His life is in turmoil. When someone is struggling, reach out. Be a healer. Be a restorer. Take time to wipe away the tears. Your job is not to judge. Your job is not to figure out if someone deserves something or to decide who is right or who is wrong. Your job is to fall in, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting. Amen. I be needed some healing, Lord knows. Because I don't really got friends. So it's hard for me to, like, and I don't reach out to people because I can't really trust that they really give a damn or not. A lot of people are not listening to you because they care to listen to you. Too often we become focused on our own goals, our own dreams, and how we can get our miracle. But I've learned something that is more important. I can become someone's miracle. You know, as I was reading this before, you know, I always, well, not always, I'm going to be honest. I don't always do nothing. But I was reading this before the show. Just to see what day 16 was about, and I just realized that me being someone's miracle is actually a part of my purpose. I believe, like, I truly believe that God put me on this earth to do things for people, to help people. I'm always helping. I never talk about it or display it unless it's, like, you know, a really different situation. The only times I share what I do for others is because there's a testimony within the story, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I thought that was interesting how my purpose that God gave me and assigned to me actually entails into this day 16. It also goes, there is healing in your hands. There is healing in your voice. You are a container filled with God. Right now, you are full of encouragement, full of mercy, duration, full of healing. Everywhere you go, you should dispense the goodness of God. If you get around me, you better get ready. You will be encouraged. You may have made mistakes, but I will tell you God's mercy is bigger than any mistake you've made, which is so true. You may have wasted years of your life making poor choices, but I will tell you God still has a way to carry you to your final destination. That is true. I've made so many mistakes in my life, seriously. He hasn't left me, nor has he forsaken me. I'm just telling you. You may have had an addiction since you were a teenager, but I will let you know that the power of the Most High God can break any addiction and set you free. That's what it means to dispense good. You lift the fallen, you encourage the discouraged, and you take time to wipe away tears. Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan who was riding his donkey, and he saw a man on the side of the road, beaten and left for dead. He put him on his donkey and took him to a place where he could recover. I love the fact that the Good Samaritan walked so the injured man can rise. That's nice. Sometimes you got to be uncomfortable also to be someone's miracle. Sometimes you got to miss that therapy session or, you know, that choir rehearsal or, you know, something that is for you. Sometimes you have to miss those things, you know, in order to be a blessing to someone else. So I really like day 16 because, like I said, it really like until it ties into my life. I don't know about you guys, but I love helping people. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now. All right. When I come back, what am I gonna talk about today? I don't know. But I'll be back. When I come back, I guess I'll figure out what we're going to talk about. That's bad that I don't know, huh? I'm ratchet. I know. Lord, help me. Don't worry. Everything's under control. Hey y'all, I'm back. I had to cut the phone off because apparently my internet connection sucks. Does anybody else have Frontier? I really would love to know, seriously, because I'm not happy with Frontier. I'm gonna keep it straight on honey with you. I'm really not happy with Frontier. Okay, this is the second time I'm doing a show, and the dang on thing cuts all the internet. The internet just cuts off in the middle of me. You know what? I never have problems with my internet any other day. But every time I start to do my show, the internet want to act retarded. I swear I don't got time for that. Lord, I need you to come down and touch my Frontier internet service. Touch my box, Lord, the cable box, please, God. Come down and touch it because I ain't got time. Because if this internet connection cuts off one more again in the middle of my damn show, I'm going to tell you right now, every last bitch
of Frontier's equipment will be on my damn porch or in the middle of Shelton Avenue. I ain't lying to you. I ain't lying. And it won't be in the middle of Shelton Avenue long because I'm telling you right now, I live in the hood. Just letting you know. Moving right along. Next, I posted the other day on my Facebook page a controversial picture. And it was a picture of a black father kissing his son in the mouth. A lot of people did not like that. They did not agree with it, is what I should say. I got over 30 comments, and a lot of people were saying, no, Tabby, BLK says no. The question was, there's a picture of the guy kissing his son in the mouth, and it says, should fathers kiss their sons like this? One person, Jasmine Haley, she says, hell no. Vincent McCutcheon says, what part of hell no do you not understand? The hell it or no.
Okay. Drizzy .bars says definitely not, shaking my head. He's going to think it's cool because boys are men. Big Homie Spirit says, I have a daughter and she is four, and I only allow her to kiss me on the forehead and cheek. So it's definitely a hell no if I had a son. Sequela Streeter says, hell to the no. Michael D. Carter Jr. says, he had this convo with his cousin about the same picture the previous day. He said, I personally don't see anything wrong with it. It looks 100% worse than it actually is. Anissa Sterling says, I don't see anything wrong with this. Maybe it's just the way I was raised, but I wish more fathers would show affection to their sons. Michael D. Carter says, exactly. To Anissa. Marquise Dorsey says, nah. Street Fam says, negative. Fleming says, a father must show his son affection. Masculinity has a soft side as well if you disagree, then perhaps you have missed the boat. My father never kissed me in the mouth, but he hugged me and told me every day, I love you, son, and he showed it by his actions. Consistent actions of aggression are signs of fear, not toughness. That was Aaron Scott Fleming. Darkest Henry says, never, not even when his son is a baby. Saying I love you in a hug, cool. Tongue kissing, never. They weren't tongue kissing. I like comments like that. They weren't tongue kissing. Come on now. Keanu Lloyd, after a certain age, maybe like one, because her son's father kisses her son on the lips, but he's only 2.5 months old. Manny James Sorrell says, hell no. Show your son you love him, but none of that wheezy and baby. Scotty Rogers says, hell no, I give forehead kisses to my sons and maybe cheek kisses to my daughters. Tamara Robles Nelson says, her son and her son's father, when her son was a baby, I guess her baby father kissed her son in the mouth. She says she agrees but disagrees. Swagboy Streeter says, F no. The chef, Amad Baker says, that's his damn son, shaking my head. Some people have issues with the smallest SHIT society, I guess. Ayanna Spruill Murphy, is she married? When the hell did her last name become Murphy? Says, ain't nothing wrong with showing love to your child, but kissing on the mouth is wrong from both parents. Meech Lynn says, I don't really see an issue with it, but to each their own. CL Smooth says, I wouldn't do it, but different cultures do. So that might be how he was raised. Rashawn Hollis says, I wouldn't do it, but to each his own. Cindy Cadet said, this is a bad pick. I kiss Abby on the lips, but we probably won't do it after she turns 5. Shanique will agree with Cindy, saying she still kisses her daughter on the lips, and she doesn't plan on stopping. She kisses her son on the mouth, he's 5. She doesn't plan on stopping that either. She says, different strokes for different folks. Louis Sean said, when everybody sees the picture, they think of Baby and Lil Wayne. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I say Baby and Lil Wayne. Baby and Lil Wayne are rappers, and they kissed on the mouth. It was a big thing. They were saying Lil Wayne is gay, Baby's gay, or whatever, but I bet you it did not stop his sales. Okay, moving right along. And Avanti Simmons says, no, no, no. And Jasmine Caprice Fulcher says, I don't even kiss my sons on the lips, and their dad kisses them on the head. But I do think the pic is making it look 10 times worse. Okay. I don't know. However, I kiss my daughters wherever
I bite them on the butt. Those are my daughters, you know. I'm not looking at them in a sexual, sick way. So it depends, I guess. I don't know. It depends on who you are. As long as that man ain't abusing his son, he's showing him love, let's just embrace that. Because there's so many fathers right now that there's so many children right now who don't even know their fathers. First of all, there's fathers that don't spend time with their children. And let me just say this. As a single mother, okay, you shouldn't be on this earth, have a child as a man, and not have anything to do with that child. You should always play a role in your child's life, okay? Women, if you're listening, stop being the obstacle in the middle of your child and their father. If their child is not being abused or hurt by the father, you should allow your child to have a relationship with their father, because fathers mean so much. They have a big impact on your child's life. Like, you can't just, you know, just because things didn't work out between you and the father doesn't mean that they can't have a relationship with their child. Because at the end of the day, you may be trying to be malicious or trying to hurt the father, but you're really hurting the child. Because I see so many children that don't have fathers, and it really fucks them up mentally and for the rest of their life. Men and women, girls and boys, like, it doesn't matter what race they are. You know, a lot of people say, well, boys need their father. Girls do too. Why do you think it's so many promiscuous women out here? Because women that never had a father, a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, a lot of women are not promiscuous that didn't grow up with their father, but a lot of women I know personally, okay, they become promiscuous because they're seeking love in so many places. They're trying to fill a void that only God and their father could have filled. You get what I'm saying? So they go around sleeping with men to get love. They want to feel love. They want that male companionship. You know, they want a man in their lives that cares about them, and they want to give something to that man to keep them around. And that's where the sex comes into play. Okay? You know, women, they engage in sex to get love, and men pretend to love to engage in sex. So you got to keep that in mind, okay? Men, there's so many men that grow up without fathers, or you know, got boys that grow up without fathers, and sometimes their lives go left too. You know, that's why there's so many children out here that don't have guidance. And, you know, shout out to all the single mothers. I know your struggle. I ain't just giving you a shout-out. Shout-out to me, because I'm one of them, okay? It's really hard being a single parent in today's society, you know, and they don't up your pay. They just up the prices. So besides finances, you know, there's the you know, you just, all kids need a father in life, point blank, period. I'll be back. I need to play a song. So.
She gets my main chick and give your girl range. They could come too, I make them come too. No mama, I'm a beast, do it past your curfew. Work it like a corkscrew, yeah, Jock gon' make it pop off. We could do the 69 and call that the face off. Genuine swagger, ain't nothing about me knock off. You got season passes to this loving, here's the kickoff.
No mama, I'm a beast, girl, I have you going crazy.
Hello, I'm back. I want to get into relationship talk because who doesn't have issues in relationships? But it's not really relationship talk. It's just seeing things from a man's point of view. And I joined a page on Instagram. It's called Real Man's Mind Frame. And I love this page because it just really gives me great insight on the male's mind. It has a lot of questions that I wish somebody would ask me to put on the show, by the way. Anyway, I wanted to read something to you guys that caught my eye. It says, things men look for in a woman. I found this on Real Man's Mind Frame on Instagram. Number one, this is things that men look for in women. Number one, it's someone they find attractive. Number two, is capable of keeping him satisfied sexually. Number three is personality, communication, and problem solving. Number four is wife or mother potential. Number five is career or income. And number six is uplifting and supportive instead of negative. It also states, men don't need much to be interested in a woman. The things that attract him to her and keep him interested are all pretty simple. Notice how drama isn't on the list, ladies. Drama and arguments push a man away and make him start searching for someone else. If you want to put yourself in a position to get with a man, focus on these things. If that means hitting the gym, enrolling in school, or learning to check your attitude, do it. You will be much better off in the long run. All right, but, you know, men, y'all aggravate the living the hell out of me. I'm going to be honest because, you know, what do you mean? Like, sometimes y'all do stupid shit that pisses us off. I ain't going to be still smiling and happy and all that cordial shit. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to tell you about yourself. You're going to need to fix it or you're going to get the hell out of my life, okay? I'm just going to tell you that right now. Okay, I don't know. Let me read those things again. Someone they find attractive. Well, duh. Capable of keeping him satisfied sexually. All right. Personality, communication, and problem solving. Yeah, okay. Wife or mother potential. I understand that. Career and income, very important. Uplifting and supporting instead of negative. You got that, ladies? I mean, I'm all that, but y'all can't be expecting y'all women to be all hunky-dory, ha-ha-hee-hee all the time and perfect woman in your eyes when you're doing a lot of dumb stuff and you think we're not supposed to react to it. No, it's not going to go down like that. Sorry. Somebody else on his page asked, are there any good men left, the type that want a family with the white picket fence, et cetera? He says, absolutely, there are good men everywhere, but women usually ignore them for more interesting and popular dudes. I'm willing to bet almost every woman can filter through her friend zone and find some men that want families of their own. The problem is women have a very different definition of a good man. than men have. For most women, the whole concept of a good man revolves around one thing, being faithful. And if the dude is 100% faithful, he gets labeled as not being a good man. This logic is foolish from a man perspective. Of course, because you're a man. Of course it's foolish. I'm going to need to get him on my show. What y'all think? Yep. Mm-hmm. Real man's mind frame. I'm about to tag you in the link for my show, and you need to come on. Mm-hmm. So we can debate. We don't judge other men by whether he only has sex with one person or not, because we all know that men can be 100% committed to taking care of his family and responsibilities and still occasionally want to hit some random vagina. The word is, he used the P-U-S-S-Y word, but I ain't going to say that. Whether he does or doesn't depends largely on the resources and opportunities. I can't read today. Damn. Let me start over. A man that puts his family needs before his and does what he can to provide stability for them is considered a good man to us, even if he screws another chick every now and then. Nah, man. The reason we don't put as much weight on the faithfulness is because you have no way of verifying who's faithful and who isn't. So a man that women would label a good man could be doing the same stuff other men do, but never gets caught because he has the finances or resources to do it and keep it private. So there are good men all around as far as men see it. Women just have a warped concept of what a real man is. Y'all sit around waiting for some fairy tale dude to come along and judge everything about him through how women wish men were instead of how we really are. Hmm. Okay. Oh, this is a good one because this actually relates to me. It says, I'm a cute, educated woman. Why doesn't the dude I'm kicking it with want to settle down with me? Hmm. It says, he replies to her by saying, because he can find a cute, educated woman anywhere. The fact is, the way our society is set up, it is much easier for a man to find a single educated woman than there is for a woman to find a man with the same qualifications. You can go to any city in America and find thousands of cute, single women that have a degree and a big booty. There are more women than men to start with. And with so many men being in jail, gay, ugly, or lame, it increases the value of the fly, attractive men exponentially, and they know it. They know that they will always be able to find a successful, attractive woman to settle down with whenever they decide to. So there is no sense of urgency to make you his girl. Most single women are perfectly content being able to do what they want and screw who they want. So trying to pressure a man that falls into this category to settle down will usually backfire unless he decides that he wants to get into a committed relationship. All right, but I hate stuff like that. Like, time is winding down, but I'm going to just let y'all know. Y'all men out there, if you happen to be listening, you know, don't let a woman, don't string a woman along. Like, come on, man. I mean, we don't want to be your friend forever, especially if we know we're more than that. And we ain't going to give you, like, if we stop giving you the things that you've been getting, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be a problem. But at some point, you got to filter those things out. You understand what I'm saying? You can't give a boyfriend, husband, you know, perks. You can't do that. Okay? So anyway, that's the end of my show. I want to watch y'all next Friday. Y'all keep me in your prayers, please. Honestly, I'm extremely overwhelmed in life. I'm dead serious. I'm very overwhelmed. I don't know which way I'm going half the time. And I really would love another week's vacation, but I won't get it. I go back to work on Monday. And I go back to work actually as a salesperson. That's right. I was promoted from greeter / receptionist to salesperson. How you doing? So if you ever need a car, come holler at your girl Sabrina Renee Tillman at 81 Toyota on 50 Emmy Lee Road in New Haven, Connecticut, 06511. And the phone number there is 239-1521. And you can always for Sabrina Renee Tillman, and I will help you get you on the road and getting you right. You heard? Uh-huh. Little plug-in right there, little plug-in. Got maybe some business cards and stuff. Yeah. Y'all have a good weekend. I love you guys very much. Smooches.